Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Pakistan, a nation in trouble, natural catastrophe, debt, and also the contest in political life between Imran Khan, now detained for crimes, and the Sharif government, which in ceremony in Pakistan steps aside for the 90 days till the next general election. To help me understand what are the choices for the Pakistani people, I welcome Arif Rafiq of Globally News, who reports on the army and its intentions in these next 90 days. Arif, a very good evening to you. The army has long been the centerpiece of decision-making and what you'd have to say, subterfuge in Pakistan through the long decades of the Afghanistan war. What does the army want to achieve today, and how are they going to do it in these next 90 days? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. It's great to be on. Well, the Pakistan Army seeks to reshape the country's politics and economy. What we've seen in the past year is that the powers of the Pakistan Army have been dramatically increased. Now, this is an entity that has ruled Pakistan directly for almost half of its history. And when it hasn't directly ruled the country, has exercised informal power in a type of hybrid state of rule. Now, since May, the outgoing National Assembly, which is the lower house of parliament, and the parliament in general, has passed laws that have enhanced the formal powers of the Pakistan Army, including the ability to make major economic decisions. And so those moves took place in the lead up to the formation of this caretaker government, which is supposed to oversee the electoral process. But what we've seen is that individuals who are linked to the army have suggested, have largely indicated, that this setup could continue for an indefinite period, so longer than its constitutionally mandated 90-day period. And the army could use this time period to, one, make major economic decisions in terms of the sale of state assets, and then two, continue an apolitical setup with its own civilian frontman to reform the country in the way that the army commanders see fit.
The caretaker prime minister, Anwarul Haq Kakar, is from northern Balochistan. He's a Pashtun. Is that significant?
Yeah, it is. He comes from Pakistan's largest province, but it's least populated, and it's been hit by insurgency since the country's founding. So Kakar comes from the Pashtun ethnicity. He is someone who has been aligned with the army in an area in which most political parties are actually opposed to the army and opposed to centralized rule. He's someone who has been shaped, cultivated by the army to serve as its man in the Balochistan province. And now he's going to be playing a similar role at the federal level. And so he represents a type of pro-army, pro-state politics that is opposed to popular politics. And as caretaker prime minister, his job is supposed to oversee, serve as an impartial figure to oversee the electoral process. But in the end, he's likely going to replace the political process and serve as the army's front man so that it can execute major decisions related to the economy, to foreign policy, and in general, how the country is run.
That's the Balochistan model that is possible for the army. What will it look like? Balochistan model for all of the country.
The Balochistan model involves replacing popular political leaders with army-controlled figureheads, and so Balochistan Baloch politics is dominated by ethnic nationalists who want autonomy from the Pakistani state, and then many who want independence from the Pakistani state. And then there are also Islamist politicians who don't really align who are somewhat hostile to the army, at least in recent decades. And so for what the army has done is it's created its own cast of characters, and it remote controls these politicians who they've incubated in their own laboratory. And so for the Army, what they're trying to do is do that at a national level. So they have Mr. Cocker in place. They have Mr. Khan, the former prime minister, in prison. And then the outgoing, the most recent government, which allocated all these powers to the Army, could actually be a net loser out of all this. And their temporary alliance with the Army could end up being a Faustian bargain.
One other model you recommend in your article, possible, you recommend in your article for Globally News is the Egyptian model. What does that look like for the Army?
Well, for the Army, you know, what they're looking to do is replace popular politics. So it's similar to the Balochistan model in the sense that the politicians are the problem, protests aren't good, we need a strong leader who can, and this is the, you know, the Army's view, the Pakistan needs a strong leader who can make decisions based on what's in the national interest, what are rational decisions, and cleanse the country's politics, and have someone who in place who is aligned with the West as well as wealthy Gulf Arab states, and use those relationships to, one, insulate themselves from any sort of negative externalities in terms of sanctions due to the subversion of democracy, and then use that to hold on to power indefinitely. So it is the Egyptian model involves using the country's perceived strategic value to the United States in exchange for maintaining a hold on power indefinitely through an undemocratic form. And what we've seen in the past year is that the Pakistan Army has been supplying Ukraine with weapons in a time of of scarcity in terms of ammunition. And so that's why we've probably seen, that's probably explains the relative silence of the Biden administration on the reversals in terms of the regression in terms of democracy and human rights in Pakistan over the past year. So I think it's working.
My understanding is that Pakistan's government is in disarray because of the burden of the debt caused by the floods, the famine, and other aspects of the society have collapsed. At the same time, the challenge by the former Prime Minister Imran Khan has left the electorate both confused and awakened, you'd have to say, provoked. So do those conditions mean that the army can rationalize a takeover? This would ordinarily look like a canceling of democracy.
Yeah, it is a canceling of democracy. And I think, you know, many have called this a polycrisis for Pakistan, that it faces an economic, security, and political crises all at once. And you know, the army is using this as a pretext for taking over. But the public view of all this has changed. In the past, it would have welcomed the army's intervention. But this time, many in Pakistan, perhaps most, see the army as part of the problem.
Imran Khan is in jail, and my understanding is that he was an adversary of the army, and that perhaps the reason he's in jail for what you'd have to say is a bizarre set of circumstances, selling a watch that was given to him as a gift during his time in the premiership. There might be other charges. That's the one I remember. He's in jail because the army wants him in jail, but he has a vast support, especially in the large cities. Is that a problem for the army?
It is a problem. You know, they've thrown the kitchen sink at him. So they've hit him with dozens of criminal charges ranging from blasphemy to treason. And they got him on this these flimsy charges of not acknowledging the sales of the proceeds of a sale of a gift from Mohammed bin Salman, who's the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. And despite all that, he remains very popular. And so they really don't have a solution for the problem of Imran Khan. Khan is someone who they helped catapult into power, but they essentially broke up in 2022, and the army then brought in a new set of actors to replace him. But since then, his power, support in the public has only grown, and any attempt that they make to displace him, to replace him, or eliminate him from the political process only serves to increase his political stature. And so, and that's why the army is now pivoting towards this Balochistan or Egyptian model, where they're attempting to close the gates on the democratic process itself, because that is the means through which Khan can return to power.
Arif Rafiq, he supervises Globally News. The Egypt model and the Balochistan model leading to an army takeover of the Pakistan government is possible. I'm John Batten.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.